Your guys have no quit in them, do they?
No, you know what? And, hey, we shot ourselves in the foot, Schultzy. And I was not a happy camper after the second period. You take a look at North Dakota and take a look at their goals in the second period. And it's Zach Yon going to the net, uncontested on the, you know what, on the back door right there. Then it's Besser beating us up ice, and on a rebound, he beats us there. It's not like they were pretty goals, but they were hard-working goals. And North Dakota played 200 feet. We turned a lot of pucks over, and you can't do that. You got to play 200 feet. We're out there against Besser's line, and again, we're trying to get cute at times, i.e. the goal at the end of the first period, their second goal. I mean, it could have been, again, we could have got the puck deep. We neglected to do that. It was an ill-advised play. So those are some things I was not happy about, but I'll tell you, I was really proud of the guys in the third period. And we were left for dead, obviously, when it was 5-1, and we chipped away, and it was great to see that type of resiliency, Schultzy. So there's things we need to work on. There's things that you have to make sure that, you know, there's just things that you have to do to win games. And it's not easy winning. Winning's hard, and you got to do little things well, and you got to play for 60 minutes. And you have to. There has to be a lot of sacrifice. And you know, we were neglectful in that area early in the game. But again, the third period, proud of the guys. They scored some goals. They fought back. They made it exciting. And I thought we were entertaining in the third, Schultzy.
You guys played fast all weekend, Tom. But you guys had another gear there in that third period.
Well, I didn't think we did play fast. In the, probably the last half of the first and the second period. But Schultz, if you don't play 200 feet and if you don't manage the puck, you can't play fast, because what you're doing is you're back checking and then you're defending, especially in the second period with the long line changes. And that's what we were doing to ourselves. North Dakota, all they were doing was playing 200 feet, and that's what you have to do again, especially in the second period.
You guys seem to be breaking out more diagonal and cross ice today, trying a lot of quick reversals where you might go back to your own blue line and go back the other wall. Was that by design tonight or something that North Dakota was just giving you?
It was North Dakota giving us, and our guys were just making some plays right there. But I thought we made good reads. I thought we were advancing the puck to the open man pretty good. I thought our reads were pretty good on the breakout, Schultzy.
Jay Dickman, for as big as he is, I mean, he's 6'6", 247 pounds is what the line chart says.
Dickie had a hell of a
How
game.
How about those hands on that goal?
No, he had a hell of a game. He had a hell of a game, and he was a factor, boy.
If he's standing in front of the net, how many people does he have to occupy then?
Well, he's got mitts, too. That's the biggest thing is he's a big body, but he's got hands as well. And that's, you know, Dickie's not your prototypical rush offense type player. And we've got a bunch of undersized guys. We play with pace, and we're kind of a rush offense team, but he brings a little element that we don't have, Schultzy.
On the first power play goal, it's a clean face-off win. You said that in the pregame show that you didn't win enough of those last night. You did tonight.
Absolutely. You have to win face-offs on the penalty kill and on a power play, and we did that. We did that at times tonight. When you do that, it makes your job a lot easier.
This was fun, Tom.
Well, I don't know.
You lost. That part isn't fun.
No.
Watching these two games was fun.
Well, we're in the results-based business, but you got to take positives from this game. And the third period is proud of the guys.
See you next week.
All right, Schultzy. Thanks.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications post-game show tonight.